Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. This is my fourth week in review. I've actually made it to my fourth one, so I'm seeming to be on top of this and doing it. So I'm going to keep doing this for you. People seem to have given me good comments that they like that I'm doing these reviews. So here we go. This is what I want to talk about this week. I think the most disturbing thing that I saw was the Roseanne hypocrisy. And I know a lot of people have weighed in on this, and I just haven't had my opportunity to weigh in on it. And I got to tell you, it is so disappointing. While I don't like what she said about the Planet of the Apes, because, and it's not that saying that should be that offensive. I mean, let's look at, we have other comedians like Bill Maher saying it about Donald Trump. They compare him to an orangutan. It's pretty hypocritical that he can do that with Donald Trump, you know, calling him because the orangutan. It's kind of funny. Orangutan is orange and Donald Trump's kind of orange looking because he tans and whatever. And then they found some orangutan that had hair kind of like Donald Trump. And whatever. So they make fun of him. And comedians have been doing that forever. Roseanne does it to somebody and talks about the Planet of the Apes, and it's so offensive because they've always they've compared people of color to apes as if they aren't as evolved. But hey, we do that to men. We say that they're apes because they're not, we call them Neanderthals. They're not as developed. And the difference is that people don't think we really mean it or something. And so it's funny when we say it about them, but you can't say it about certain groups of people. Okay. But you know, I got to say they should, the N word, which I can't use, they hate it when you say that as well. That's very racist, very offensive. But as everyone knows, especially the young are using that word constantly in their music towards each other. If you're not black, you can't use that word. And to me, that's another sign of hypocrisy. I love all people. I don't care what your skin color is. I'm almost to the point where I can't even tell. Unless you're really black or really white albino, I don't really even notice it. Same with Asian. Unless you're really obvious, I'm to the point where I don't really notice it anymore, which I think that means I'm making huge progress personally. But the fact that they say that word themselves is obviously hypocritical. If you don't want people to use that word, don't use it yourself. If it's bad, if it's racist, if it's disrespectful, then it's disrespectful for you to say it as well. I think that goes without saying. But her, the way they treated Roseanne Barr, they just got rid of her within hours of the tweet. In fact, that was a tweet from the SGT report. And of course, they didn't take any time, or they immediately called him a right-wing conspiracy nut job and didn't even talk about the actual information behind it. They just, you know, wrote him off, which to me is very disturbing as well. But they didn't even take time to top-rated show on television, and they didn't even take time. To me, that tells me they're waiting to get her. They had the first time she screws up, they're going to take her out, and they're going to do it publicly to embarrass her and to do what they need to do. I think that's pretty obvious, because now they're coming out of the woodwork trying to find every little thing she does and smear her. You could do that with almost any public figure. You could come up with things that they say and you can completely smear them. And that's what they're doing against her, because she's supportive of Donald Trump and some of the conspiracy theories they say. And I, you know, of course, we, all of us on the internet are in the alternative media are talking about these things that the mass media doesn't talk about. And anything the mass media doesn't talk about is considered a conspiracy theory. Now, there was an article that was written in People magazine, which is one of the most mass media-oriented magazines. And, of course, this is what they say. On March 31st, Barr received backlash for tweeting false information about Trump's exploits. She claimed Trump helped break up a child sex trafficking ring. And then it continued to say, President Trump has freed so many children held in bondage to pimps all over this world, hundreds each month. He has broken up trafficking rings in high places everywhere. Notice that. I disagree on some things, but give him benefit of the doubt for now. So she was just supporting Trump for now. We have to establish this. Trump, the amount of arrests on sex traffickers has soared since Trump is in office. Okay, way higher. Anybody who's even barely intellectually honest can see that. And then this article continues and says the internet was quick to correct her. The internet was quick to correct her. What a joke. And the tweet has since been deleted. Well, I gotta say, while Trump may not have personally taken down these sex trafficking rings, he created an environment, or it's a safer environment to take these sex trafficking rings down. Now, I'm not completely happy with the level of taking. I'd like to see higher level people be convicted and thrown away. And I still am holding out hope they do, because, of course, anytime you can have this many sex trafficking rings and this large of a black market, there's very high level elite people involved. And we all know they are. I've done many shows on this. But it's ridiculous that these mass media magazines are saying these things. It's so hypocritical. Again, it's talking about Bill Maher comparing Donald Trump to an orangutan. Why do they not see the hypocrisy in that? Why can he do that and her? And I realize they're saying it's crossing a line to racism, but let's talk about the racism here. Valerie Jarrett is the most racist person. You can be racist against your own people. She is a known slumlord, and she was, well, not anymore, but she was a slumlord in Obama's district in Chicago. And her one of her places called Grove Park got a rating of 11 out of 100. It is now considered a symbol of what's wrong with public housing and how these corporations are fleecing tax dollars, claiming to help the poor. They take all this. She took like $500 million in, and these things fall apart immediately on these poor people. They do such an awful job. They take this money and then don't use it properly or skim so much of it off. You know they're stealing. And she was one of the biggest culprits on this. And in fact, Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton had this to say. Like Barack Obama, Valerie Jarrett is a product of the corrupt Chicago political machine, and it is no stretch to say that she was a slumlord. He goes on to say, we have real concern about Jarrett's ethics. Washington already has plenty of corruption, and we don't need to import more of it from Chicago. I mean, she's a creep. She is the definition of racism, racist to her own people. So why didn't they point that out? You can be a racist. You can be sexist. You can be a bully to your own people. It's proven. So they didn't point that out. So let's move on to other things that have happened in lately. Of course, the censorship has continued to ramp up. Of, you know, SGT report is still waiting out his probation. In fact, they were the ones that were involved with this Roseanne Barr tweet, and they just get slammed for anything they say. And in the UK, it's really disturbing with the Tommy Robinson arrest and Melanie Shore in prison. The attack on whistleblowers is really ramping up. They're worried that Tommy Robinson being in prison will actually get killed in prison, and that's their goal, is to take him out. You know, the problem that I have is that freedom of speech goes with accepting people's freedom of speech, even the people that you are uncomfortable with. That's what freedom of speech is about and why it's so important. And these people are being taken down. It's scary. And I had a listener from the UK really worried. She wanted me to cover this Tommy Robinson case in more detail, and I will find somebody that knows more about it to interview. And if anybody out there knows, has a direct content in that, I would really be appreciative if you can forward that to me. But she's telling me that people in England are afraid to talk out because they've had so many people had their kids taken from them who speak out against the state or against the people in power. And I would like to do a little bit more reporting on that, too. She was saying she knows people who are afraid because they don't want their kids taken or who have gotten their kids taken. So I want to double check on that. If anybody knows more on what's going on there and how people are being silenced by having their kids taken, that is really scary. The other thing that I want to talk about, which is really amazing, is Trump signing the Try It bill. Now, that is a landmark bill. My husband had someone who he works with who was actually at the signing. And this person claimed that there wasn't a dry eye in the building. The people who wanted this bill, it means so much to so many people in this country who have had loved ones die because they couldn't try anything but what the official authorities tell you you can use, which isn't going to work. It's, you know, they tell them they're going to die anyways. And so but they're not allowed to use other treatments that have seen better results, proven better results. And that's what's scary. And I got to tell you, this is being created by our university systems, and people are afraid to step out, and we're creating a bunch of cowards. We're creating a fascist coward state who are shutting down free speech. And I got to tell you, I recently had a scheduled guest on who was an ethics professor. I'm not going to tell you what school or their name. I don't need to point anybody out in that way. But he canceled after seeing I did a show with Dr. Boyd Haley because he told me he didn't want to be associated with any conspiracy theories, and specifically my show on Dr. Boyd Haley on the mercury poisoning and autism, because he claimed that it is known that mercury does not cause autism and he doesn't want to be affiliated with conspiracy theories. Of course, I immediately sent him an email replying how disappointed I am, and articles with dozen different reports from universities and different scientists showing that mercury is toxic and can cause autism. But of course, those studies aren't legitimate for some reason. And that side is the conspiracy theory. But the side that says that it's safe isn't the conspiracy theory. I guess I don't understand. If you can't debate science and suddenly certain studies are conspiracy and other ones aren't, that is what holds back our country. And we are becoming a fascist state when we do this. And we have a bunch of people in universities who are cowards, who are afraid to challenge the official narrative, or they're afraid to even be associated with anybody who does because they have to look like they're politically in the correct group. An ethics professor doing that? Ethics, for God's sake. I was like, I couldn't believe that somebody could be so hypocritical to claim that they're teaching ethics and then behaving in the most unethical, unprofessional manner I've seen in a long time. But that's what we're creating in universities, is a lot of cowardly people. I don't know if they're ever going to invite me back to teach again, because I have covered some of these topics and I have multiple people who are worried. And I would really hope they would be more aware than that, know that I have so much well-meaning, but I'm not going to be afraid to cover these issues. I'm an entrepreneur, and my whole show is about disruption, innovation, and big issues, and challenging the official narrative, challenging, getting out of our box, getting out of our thinking, disruption. Entrepreneurs need to create, they need to follow the disruption, because that's where the opportunities are at in business. So many entrepreneurs create disruption. The internet itself is one big disruption to so many things. It's completely disrupting our society from everything, from media, of course, is a big one, but even our schools are being disrupted. Everybody's being disrupted. That is the heart of progress. And when our universities are afraid to even look at anything that is disruptive to the status or to the narrative, now we're in trouble. And maybe that's why scientists are saying that we're falling behind in science. I've had numerous scientists tell me that it's like going from the Jetsons in Europe and other places back to the Flintstones when you talk about our science. We are so sheltered and such in a bubble because of our fear of challenging the narrative. Our science, it's almost like we're in the dark ages when it comes to science. And maybe there's I believe this, that there's a breakaway civilization that is much farther along in science, but all that stuff is top secret, which is a shame. It should be public and in our universities. But that's not getting out to the average person, and the average scientist, and we're become farther and farther behind. I mean, we are behind in most fields, in medicine, in physics, and in technology, and most of this is due to our universities, our controlled media, and state holding back entrepreneurs and anyone else challenging the official narrative. I got to tell you, I did a show with Cliff High, and it was for my patrons, and we were talking about how we were 40 years behind Russia in physics. And so if, for as little as a dollar a month, I want more than that if you can afford it. My patrons can see this interview that I did with Cliff High. We were planning on only doing it for about 15 minutes, but of course I love talking to him and we got so engaged and it ended up being over an hour show. So eventually I'll get it out for the public. But for now it's up there on Patreon and we talk about one aspect of physics being 40 years behind Russia and what that means for our country. And then we expanded, of course, into us being behind in so many other areas. And I know for a fact of how far we are behind in medicine and the fact that we shut down studies here. We shut down the ability to go farther here, whereas in other countries, you have to go to other countries to run trials. You have to go to other countries to put things out. I can't tell you how many scientists I've talked to that and medical professionals that are going to other countries to do trials and to release medicine there first because we can't do it here. It's too expensive and the establishment shuts you down. So that's why Trump's Try It initiative is so important. It's a first step to trying to break through that wall of, I mean, we're turning into East Germany, you know, when they made that stupid car. The state made that car that was so awful compared to the cars that were being made all over. The United States was so ahead in automobiles at that time. And they had this, I don't know, that white car. Everything was white and it was terrible. And I'll put a picture of it up here. Can't remember what the name of it is. I'll have the name on the picture here. But I just remember that. And it's always an image to me of this crappy car that they made. And then they propaganda talked about how great it was and everybody wanted this car and they'd wait like 8 years for this crappy car. They had to wait on a list for 8 years to get this crappy car. And we had a plethora of opportunities and options over here for automobiles. That's an example of what controlled states do. It holds you behind dramatically other areas. And we are in that, we're at risk of being serious. And we already are in many areas. And we're at risk of really falling behind even further in areas if we don't get our head out of the sand and stop being cowards and afraid of challenging the official narrative. We have to challenge the narrative. That's what entrepreneurs do. That's what change leaders do. We challenge the official narrative. We look at what's right and what's wrong. And I'm going to close out with this quote that Gandhi made, because I think it's so fitting to what I'm talking about today. Many people, especially ignorant people, want to punish you for speaking the truth, for being correct, for being you. Never apologize for being correct or for being years ahead of your time. If you're right and you know it, speak your mind. Even if you are a minority of one, the truth is still the truth. Gandhi. That's all I have for today. I hope that inspires you to keep speaking your truth and to keep fighting and being a warrior. And I got to tell you, this is a great day for me, kind of a bittersweet day. It's my son's 21st birthday, and he's out there probably doing his thing that kids who are 21 do. And I am going to get him a puppy for his birthday. We already picked it out. So cute. His name is Tucker right now, but I think we're going to rename it to Rio or something. We're not sure what his name is going to be. Oh, God, this puppy's cute. Here, I'm going to flash a picture of the puppy up there. And when we get it, I'll do a little clip on the puppy. I got to do it. Other people put their puppy on there. I got to do it. So I hope that makes your day, and have a great week.